So when I went up for the jump shot, it was like landing on water. I was elevating, I was going up higher, 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 and I came down. I was like, oh, there was a fence, but there wasn't a fence. And then I heard a blast, like a shotgun blast, and that was my Achilles tendon. So I ended up getting surgery at one of the leading Bay Area foot surgery centers. And I was this woman came in, and she had middle-aged, kind of overweight, had a California Golden Bears T-shirt. I thought she was my mom, but she wasn't my mom. Maybe she was my aunt. But she came in and says, "Hi, I'm Dr. Smith. I'm here to do the anesthesia." And she showed me how I had to bend over. They were going to do total anesthesia, which is shot right in the base of the spine. And she said, "Oh, well, what do you do?" I said, "Well, I'm an herbalist." She says, "Oh, well, my dog's very sick. And what do you suggest we do? And what are the best herbs?" And I go, "Well, that's a long story. And I'm ready to go under here." And she goes, "Well, do you think probiotics would help my dog's IBS?" And I go, "Absolutely." So we started out right, but by the time I was home, I was not a happy camper, and so I had was in a lot of pain. Achilles tendon rupture is a pretty serious operation, and partly because there's really no blood supply to the foot tendon. So I was basically on total bed rest for about a month before I could even walk with a brace, and I was having side effects from the total anesthesia. And more, also I've talked about this in the post surgical webinar. I actually started throwing up because of the opiates. So because of the pain, I was prescribed opiates, but then I thought I was in some kind of junkie movie because every few minutes my stomach was heaving, since taking the opiates. And so I was vomiting, I was dehydrated, I was a mess. So after a day I said, forget these opiates. And I ended up using basically SAMe, which is one of my favorite nutritional supplements. It's good for chronic pain, depression, and also liver toxicity. And then I used Channel Flow. And so Channel Flow was used as my number one pain booster. So one of the reasons I wanted to tell you that story is we're going to be talking a lot today about treating on the basis of TCM and what works. So let's not forget the TCM. So it's very, very important. TCM basically involves looking at the symptoms and analyzing the symptoms in a specific fashion, looking at the tongue, feeling the pulse, and then making a determination. So TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine, involves pattern differentiation. So my patient has night sweats. I want to use nine-flavor tea. That's treating empirically. That's on the basis of what works. But analyzing the symptoms, the tongue, and pulse, and coming up with a formula, that's pattern differentiation, which is the hallmark of traditional Chinese medicine. So really, in order to get results, and to get results as good as Western medicine or better than other alternative medicine techniques, you really have to use both what works empirically and also TCM. So frequently, we're actually just a couple days ago, somebody called me up and said, "Well, what do you use for psoriasis?" And I said, "Well, we have a program. It works very well, but it does take time to work." And so she tried one bottle and then switched to a patent medicine made in China, and the patient actually had a severe allergic reaction. So that's not TCM. That's, oh, well, one product doesn't work, I'll just try another product. But what I'm advocating is really try to incorporate not only what works, but also the traditional Chinese medicine, because this will basically help differentiate why one clinic gets one remedy and why a clinic gets another remedy. So basically, for those of you who have been out of school for a while, you could go back to school and take a beginning tongue and pulse class. I would recommend that. This is something that you can never get enough of. I've also teach a class called Improving Your Clinical Results with Chinese Herbs. It's available for 16 or 20 CEUs. It's available on a website, healthconcerns.com/pro. So I would highly recommend that as a review. And then also going into the TCM reference materials in our Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. So whether you use the clinical handbook or use the CD version Both are available. Please contact us if you have a question about how to get a handbook on either hard copy or CD. Contact us. Much of the same information is also on our website. But really, don't forget about that introductory information that has a pinyin reference guide. It also has two different TCM pattern differentiation guides, too. And then finally, if it's just not possible to take a refresher class on tongue and pulse diagnosis, probably the book I endorse the most is called Practical Diagnosis in TCM. And I think that that's one of the better books. The primary author's name is Deng, D-E-N-G. So I think the combination of the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook, the class, Improving Your Clinical Results with Chinese Herbs, and perhaps taking a refresher class or practical diagnosis in TCM will help really get the most out of this medicine. Because what's unique about Chinese medicine is not treating the neck pain or treating the leg pain. It's giving you approaches to treat the leg pain or the neck pain. Okay, so basically, we want to review acute trauma versus chronic conditions. So one of the questions I do appreciate the questions that have been called in advance. I do have to give priority to those questions that have been called in ahead. But the person basically said, bee herbs or blood moving herbs, when to use one, when to use the other. Well, actually the term BI in Mandarin, B syndrome refers to blockage. It means blockage in Chinese. So basically herbs that unblock and as well as blood moving herbs are the same thing. So what I think this individual meant is when do you need to tonify and when do you need to move blood? So when we have an acute trauma situation, we want to use specific HIIT medicines. And these are special blood-moving herbs. And the two best examples are Resinol E, which is available in tablet form, and Resinol K, which is available in liquid form. And this is very, very important for treating pain, helping to regenerate the skin and tissue. So we use Resinol K, whether there's been an acute or a chronic condition. We chiefly use the Resinol E when we have this acute trauma. So we treat acute trauma with specific herbs, certainly topical herbs. We may also use the typical rice, which is rest, ice, compression, elevation. Some of you may not feel strongly about using ice. I certainly do think it's valuable to combine ice alternated with heat, particularly in the first stages of a acute trauma. When we talk about treating chronic conditions, we want to look at how much do we want to use wind or blood stagnation herbs for relieving the pain, and how much do we want to use tonic herbs. So again, what's unique about what you can do for clients that's unlike other chiropractors or naturopaths or Western medical doctors is they're thinking of how to remove this pain. What you're hopefully thinking about is what strategy will be most effective for removing this pain? Should I be tonifying them, or should I be moving blood, or should I be doing a combination of the two? So we'll be talking about some formulas that have properties of both pain relieving and tonifying. But one formula you do want to think about when you have patients with chronic pain in particular is the Marrow Plus formula, because that's a blood and qi tonic, which also has blood and qi tonifying herbs as well as blood moving ingredients. So think of the Marrow Plus as a possible long-term tonic approach. And then when we're treating acute or chronic pain, again, the empirical approach is just using channel flow. So if I was if this was a naturopathic discussion about treating pain, we would just look at channel flow and you'd see all the nifty research that I've done and other people have done on the various components. And there was actually a webinar that I did called Channel Flow and for Pain and Inflammation that I would target. But what we're trying to do here is get beyond just what works, but why do things work? So in the back of your toolkit is always using the channel flow for whenever there's pain, but a more sophisticated answer would be using the formulas that we go into in just a moment. So we look at look at hand and foot pain as well as hip pain as diseases of the or conditions involving the muscles, tendons, and the joints. And so, in general, for long-term treatment of tendons and joints and also muscles, we use a nutritional strategy. Particularly when we have muscle pain, we want to look at what qi tonic herbs are most useful, or do we need a formula like Marrow Plus, which is building up both qi and blood. When we treat tendons, we want to look at nourishing these, using special formulas to nourish the tendons, but we also want to assess the quality of blood. Do we need to nourish blood or not, or do we really need to just use something that will promote injury treatment? And then with joint pain, typically arthritis, we're looking at, and this would be for more chronic arthritis, not rheumatoid arthritis, more osteoarthritis. We're looking at when do we want to use tonics, when do we want to use blood-moving herbs, and when do we use a combination of the two. Lastly, we have nerve pain. Now, one of the interesting things about Western medicine treatment of a nerve pain is when all else fails, they'll use anti-epileptic drugs. So Neurontin, for instance, millions of people in the United States are on Neurontin or the generic equivalent. And basically, this is an epileptic drug that has been used for nerve pain. Now, the take-home message for this is that nerve pain can be very, very difficult to treat. So whether it's nerve pain involving a neuroma in the foot or some sort of other type of nerve pain, one of the things we want to consider is using the TAMU, T-A-M-U, oil topically. This can be particularly good for certain types of nerve pain. We also want to think of using a formula like ACQ, which has ingredients that not only move blood but move qi as well. And so one of the prescriptions, again, that seems to work empirically with nerve pain is a combination of the Mobility 2, which treats wandering pain, and the ACQ, which treats joint and muscle pain. And then the third aspect of treating nerve pain is addressing the person's sleep. Limitations of drug surgery and arthroscopic surgery. I don't want to go into this in great detail, but many of you probably know that NSAIDs, which are the main first-line treatment, it basically can destroy the cartilage, and so long-term administration of NSAIDs are dangerous not only to heart health, but also to they damage the cartilage. Surgery, basically there's just far too many surgeries done unnecessarily in the United States. Many of my patients and relatives have had rounds of foot surgery, hip surgery. Do they get one knee done or do they get both knees done at the time? One of the important take-home messages is getting a disc or like a knee replaced. It basically wears out after 10, 15 years. And just the same things that aggravate the artificial knee, heavy weight, not exercising, basically will affect not only the healthy knee but also replaced knee. So the take-home message here is you have to really look out for your patient's joints, muscles, and tendons, and they need to look out for their own muscles, joints, and tendons. And there are nutritional strategies, but keeping the weight off and exercising are some of the best ways to avoid unnecessary surgery, and that would include having a disc or a knee replaced when one has already been replaced once. Arthroscopic surgery, basically the problem with this is that it's less invasive. I was watching a basketball player last year. I think he came back to playing professional basketball after 2 weeks of arthroscopic surgery, which is unheard of. It shows you how quickly some athletes can recover. But the point is that this is oftentimes more invasive than people are told by the surgeon. So now let's look at some protocols for hand pain. There are two examples that I'll talk about, and I'm really going to just be talking about the conditions that you see the most of in practice. So let's look at two types of tendonitis. One is called De Quervain's tendinitis, and then we'll also look a little bit about a trigger finger. So basically with this type of tendinitis, what happens is that the person has a difficulty making a fist or holding objects or turning a wrist. And so obviously acupuncture can be very, very helpful for this. The long-term approach, like all tendon conditions, is to build up the cartilage. So the long-term approach is to use a formula such as Collagenex 2, which helps build up the collagen in the body. It also has naturally occurring type 2 collagen. It also has naturally occurring glucosamine sulfate as well as hyaluronic acid. So Collagenex 2 is a great way to treat the tendon problem long term. Short term, acupuncture is really good. Oftentimes we would use Resinol K topically for these tendon problems, 2 to 4 times a day, and a little bit of Resinol goes a long way. It's a very profound healing formula. I've had people come up to me at conferences saying, you know, I've used Resinol K, I had necrotic tissue in my shoulder, and using Resinol K over several months actually reversed necrosis. I've had unhealing diabetic ulcers who have been healed by Resinol K. So this is very, very useful. So think of the Resinol K to be used topically 2 to 4 times a day. Then if it's a spasming type sensation in the wrist, consider the SPZM formula. This is a formula that I developed after I developed Whiplash. And so SPZM is based on an empirical formula from Shanghai, and we've added extra calcium and magnesium because they're very good for spasms. So, and then lastly, if you're primarily dispersing the pain with acupuncture and Resinol K, and the person is blood deficient, consider the Mara Plus formula. So the next formula I'm going to talk about is, next condition I want to talk about is carpal tunnel syndrome. And so basically carpal tunnel involves a pinched nerve in the wrist. And so first there may be gradual aching, and then that can even extend to the hand and forearm. So some of the typical symptoms that a person gets with carpal tunnel syndrome are tingling or numbness, radiating pain, or a sense of weakness. So the more that you hear about radiating pain, or sometimes in Chinese medicine we call that wandering pain, we want to think of mobility too. So mobility 2 has a number of wind herbs and a number of strong blood circulating ingredients. And mobility 2 is the really best formula that can be considered for this and any other type of radiating pain. Now, the more there's a numbness or a tingling, I think of moving the blood circulation. And typically, I think of using something like SPZM, or spasm if it's in the upper body, and something like something like ACQ affecting the lower body. Of course, the two can be combined, but for numbness, I really like the ACQ because there are a number of aromatics in that formula, and that helps to wake up the senses. And then the blood circulating ingredients are to basically penetrate the circulation and help with the tingling. So for radiating pain, consider the mobility 2. If we have tingling or numbness, consider the SPZM or the ACQ. For any kind of carpal tunnel, we would want to consider using the Resinol K topically. And then finally, if there's a sense of weakness, one of the first formulas I would consider would be the Mara Plus, again, because it's tonifying and moving the blood, as well as tonifying the qi. One of the cases that we treated in the clinic is somebody named Anne, and Anne had, she principally came to the clinic because it was post carpal tunnel surgery, And having carpal tunnel surgery actually exacerbated a rheumatoid arthritis condition. And so one of the take-home messages there is that the surgeries can be invasive and can exacerbate pre-existing conditions, namely cardiovascular disease. Surgery can cause blood clots, and that can aggravate cardiovascular conditions. But then they can also exacerbate autoimmune conditions as well. So be very careful about the surgery. In this case, we actually used Resinol K as soon as she could get her splint off. Obviously, if you have a splint or cast, you can't apply Resinol K. So we actually used Resinol E internally until we could get the splint off, and then we had her use the Resinol K topically, and then the Resinol E internally. When the swelling was down, then we started using tonic herbs to help the rheumatoid arthritis condition. So again, with rheumatoid arthritis, we want to also keep that balance in mind of when do we want to use tonics and how much, and when do we want to use pain herbs. Okay, now we want to look at some common foot care basic conditions. So the one that we've seen the most in our clinic here in Oakland, California is probably plantar fasciitis. And so a lot of the middle-aged tennis players I've played with have plantar fasciitis, and they're pretty much told that there's nothing much you can do except take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and they may do some surgery in certain cases. Again, acupuncture is wonderful for plantar fasciitis, so I do recommend acupuncture as often as possible. Some of the formulas that have been particularly helpful, we treat both heel spurs and plantar fasciitis very similarly. They both involve pain to the heel. So first of all, I would recommend the Resinol K topically. So remember, Resinol K is not just a menthol-containing Bengay alternative. It actually is a very deep, has special healing herbs that actually help regenerate the tissue. So we want to use this not only subjectively for pain, but also to help regenerate the tissue. So we would use either for plantar fasciitis or heel spurs, we would use Resinol K massaged into the affected area 2 to 4 times a day. And then if there's swelling, I would definitely suggest using the Resinol E, especially if this is related to an injury or some kind of acute pain. But long term, a good general protocol is to consider the backbone. So anytime there's knee pain or foot pain that is more of a chronic nature, then we consider backbone. And then if still that's not enough to deal with the pain, we would use channel flow. So just to reiterate, for plantar fasciitis and heel spurs, we typically use Resinol K topically. And then long-term approach would be to use the backbone with the channel flow if we needed extra pain relief. And if there is a visible swelling, one of the things following an injury, one of the things we'd use is the Resinol E formula. So if there's swelling due to a recent flare-up, whether it's an injury or flare-up of an autoimmune disease, one of the things we might consider is the Resinol E formula. Now, again, with leg and foot problems, again, we have Achilles tendonitis and Achilles tendinosis. So what helped me the most, basically I've had both the tendon rupture and just Achilles tendonitis. I've also had knee tendonitis as well. The best thing that approached it is to use the Resinol K topically 2 to 4 times a day. And when my knee tendonitis wasn't too bad, in order to play basketball, what I would do is I would basically just put a couple drops of Resinol K on my knee prior to playing. And then if I needed to, I would actually use Resinol E afterwards, or sometimes at one point I actually used both the E before the game and then E after the game, and I used Resinol K topically both before the game and after the game, and I had a lot less pain, and I used a lot less NSAIDs than my similarly aged buddies. And there weren't very many similarly aged buddies to me playing basketball. So part of it was using the Resinol K. But then the other thing is, again, we want to take a nutritional strategy, and the nutritional strategies I think of most for chronic tendon problems are collagenix 2, which is replenishing the collagen and also the glucosamine sulfate and also the hyaluronic acid in the joints, muscles, and tendons. So collagenix 2 is a long-term approach, more nutritional or old-style Chinese medicine approach. Again, if you were seen by a master in southern China 100 years ago, they would recommend tendon, bone and tendon soup. So collagenix 2 is just the modern variation of that, easier to take and taste better than bone and tendon soup. But bone and tendon soup can work very, very well also as to help people rehabilitate their joints, muscles, and tendons. So the other thing that you want to think about with tendonitis is nourishing blood. So Marrow Plus may have its role in the treatment of tendonitis or tendinosis, which is the long-term. Tendinosis is more long-term kidney ligament alga as opposed to inflammation. So the more we think we have an alga and more of an aching chronic condition with little inflammation, the more we want to think of building those structures with collagenix 2 and Marrow Plus. Okay, let's go on to the next condition. I do want to talk a little bit about osteoarthritis. Again, very similar to the treatment of these other chronic conditions, we want to use formulas like Mobility 2, Mobility 3. Mobility 2 is more for inflammation. Mobility 3 is more for somebody who has joint pain due to old age and qi and blood deficiency. And then we also want to think of building up the tendons, muscles, and joints with the collagenix 2 formula. We've talked about gout and some of the other conditions related to osteoarthritis and other types of arthritis in the CE webinar I did on treating joint pain. So again, there's many free and CE seminars on treating pain, and this is one in a series. So a few people sent us email messages saying, what about the knees? And I would suggest the webinar we did on knee pain. So if you have other questions about arthritis, go to the CE or the free webinars on treating knee pain and osteoarthritis. Okay, so now let's look at a stunning statistic. It's actually a shocking statistic. In the United States, doctors perform 676,000 knee replacements and 327,000 hip replacements annually. And one of the frightening things about hip surgery is 1 in 5 hip fracture patients over 50 die within a year of their fracture from health complications. So what happens all the time to senior men is they're living alone. Maybe their wife, they're divorced, or their wife or partner has passed on. And so they have a hip fracture. They end up in the hospital extremely lonely, and then they go back to a nursing home where they don't know anybody, and their heart just gets broken. So their bones get broken, and their heart gets broken as well. So we want to talk about some of the preventive strategies to help avoid some of these conditions. By the way, you may not get to talk about bursitis. Bursitis involves the swelling. So if it's a recent bursitis, we want to think of using Resinol K topically and then Resinol E internally. If it's something that has not developed suddenly or as a result of some kind of accident or injury, then we would think more of the Mobility 2. So if there's more of a joint or a joint type of condition or affecting the joint area and there's swelling, one of the things we want to think about is mobility 2 formula. Okay, so we talked a little bit about, so the main way we prevent hip fractures, let's look at that first, is by using vitamin D. Vitamin D is very, very important to stop fractures. Calcium is important, less important than vitamin D, but also important. Adequate calcium and vitamin D are very important. Magnesium also has a role in helping to prevent fractures. And then the herbal formulas, BioStrong and OsteoHerbal, are very, very good. And those can be used to help speed recovery if somebody has had a hip or other type of fracture. Or so they can be used after a fracture to help the bone recover. They can also be used for people that have osteoporosis or osteopenia to help prevent a hip fracture. And you definitely want to avoid a hip fracture if you can, due to this whole thing about it can literally lead to complications involving death. So when we have osteoarthritis of the hip, one of the things we would do is, now if there is more swelling, there's swelling around the hip, we would use the mobility 2, because mobility 2 helps deal with swelling. If there is more chronic, and such as a senior or somebody who's elderly that just is very low energy, and they also have, they may be bent over and have some osteoarthritis, then we would use the mobility 3, because mobility 3 has special herbs for tonic properties. And then the long-term approach we want to adopt is the collagenix 2 to help build up the collagen in the body. Okay, let's look at some other conditions here. So bursitis in the hip, very similar to bursitis in the knee. We want to think of using Resinol E if it's come along suddenly. If it hasn't come along suddenly, we want to think of the mobility 2, because that has some herbs for swelling. Sometimes if it's very bad swelling, particularly affecting a joint, we might combine the mobility 2 along with the drain dampness formula, which is our version of Wuling San. So again, tendonitis of the hip, we definitely want to consider Resinol K topically. We want to also consider the ACQ. That's particularly good for pain involving the hip and lower body. And then again, if it's migrating pain, we might want to consider the mobility 2. If it's a recent development of tendonitis, we want to consider the Resinol E formula. So we treat tendonitis the same whether we find it in the foot or in the hip. Okay, labral tear. Again, these can be very, very painful, but what we want to do, because this is anytime we have a tear, these are microscopic tears which interfere with the way the joint and muscle performs, then we want to consider using the Resinol E and, if possible, Resinol K topically. I've seen this where these can actually heal microscopic tears in the joint or in the muscle. So don't forget about Resinol K and Resinol E. We've talked about hip fractures, and it's in senior men, it's even worse than 1 out of 5. In senior men, it's about 1 out of 3 are dead within a year of a hip fracture. So let's really treat that osteoporosis and osteopenia as well. Okay, so one of the conditions that you will see in your practice, particularly if you see a lot of people with pain, is people that have already had joint replacements. So one of the things we want to look at is making sure that the person maintains a healthy weight, because again, these replaced joints can just wear out. I didn't really know that. It took me a couple of patients to realize why are these people going through their second and third, you know, knee replacement, or why have they gone through 2 hip replacements already? It's mainly, I can look at these clients and they're significantly overweight, and almost all of them don't get the right amount of exercise. So the sports fanatics are re-injuring themselves on the court, trying to do activities that only a much younger, sensible person should do. And then the other population are people who are just basically parked in front of the TV. And so basically eating potato chips parked in front of the TV is basically a prescription for osteoporosis, as well as a hip or knee or other joint replacement. So the bottom line is after the hip replacement, we again want to treat this like an injury, that the body has been and used the hit medicines. So in the same way that the body gets injured after a karate chop, the same blood circulation problems occur post-surgery. So we want to think of, whenever possible, using the Resinol K topically. We can't always do that because there may be a splint or cast. And then using the Resinol E to help reduce any kind of swelling. Of course, again, if a person is in a lot of pain and they want to minimize, or they're past the time when they can use opiates, or maybe they're a person that really can't tolerate opiates, then we want to look at using the channel flow. And basically, in many of the pain webinars, we talk about how to get people off of opiates like Vicodin, how to get people on channel flow, and how to do that. One of the people I actually played tennis with was a guy who had a knee replacement surgery, and he did everything he could. So when I had the Achilles tendon rupture repaired, my magic bullet was a combination of Western physical therapy, acupuncture, which I did on myself daily, and herbal medicine. Or it was actually a nutritional medicine called SAM-E, along with channel flow. And I use that example because, remember, when you're treating yourself, you're really not able to do a full TCM workup. Oftentimes when we treat ourselves, we can't really see the forest from the trees. So I adopted an empirical strategy for two reasons. One is I couldn't diagnose myself, nor could I get people in to do a TCM diagnosis. You know, my buddies were all, oh yeah, come to the clinic. I'm only on the second floor, and I'm like, dude, I can't climb any stairs, and you don't have an elevator in your facility, so I'm not going to be able to go for TCM diagnosis. So I just had to treat it empirically. But whenever possible, you want to treat it both TCM and empirically. Now let's look at some of the formulas. So I've talked a number of times about Resinol K. This is, again, adopted from Qilisan, which is a hit medicine. So in the modern age, we use it both for trauma, and that could be a car accident or a burn. In the last webinar, I talked about how I actually had a recent burn, and I actually applied this topically, and it worked quite well. And then we'd also want to consider using this post-surgery as well. So the indications could all be found in the monograph, which are found in the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. Also, these are monographs are posted to our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. So we typically use this internally, and this is a very, very powerful formula. It's beyond the typical menthol stuff, which you see over the counter and through other TCM vendors. Resinol E is very similar to Resinol K. The main difference is in the Resinol E, we have the enzymes, and these are proteolytic enzymes which are shown to relieve pain as well as swelling. And one of the key things about taking Resinol E is that it should be taken between meals, and that's so that these enzymes can have effect. These proteolytic enzymes work better if they're taken between meals. So again, we use Resinol E anytime it's post-surgery or post-trauma, or even people who have overuse injuries, taking this before the event, like the basketball or the aerobics, will help reduce pain and stiffness as well. Now, channel flow, when we talk about empirical treatments, yes, we can use channel flow, but you'll get your better results if you can incorporate using channel flow as a pain-relieving booster along with the TCM approaches. So again, if you're treating a senior person post-knee replacement, very tired, very debilitated, they're going to get their best results by using something like channel flow with a tonic as well, whereas maybe a very super healthy professional athlete can get by with just using something like channel flow after an injury and also for pain. So when we want to boost our pain relieving capabilities head to toe, think of channel flow. This has very strong anti-inflammatory effects. So we again would use it whether that's headache, arthritis, or even foot pain. It helps relieve joint, muscle, abdominal, and gynecological pain and cramping. SPZM is something I formulated for myself following a whiplash accident. And SPZM is based upon an empirical formula from China. It addresses spasms. One of the aspects of spasm is a pinched nerve. And so anytime you have this pain that can be quite strong and then relieves itself and then can be quite strong again, then we would want to consider SPZM. I also have gotten pretty good results using SPZM specifically with carpal tunnel syndrome, mainly because my clients that have carpal tunnel syndrome, typically they need to keep their job. So even though they're working in a splint and working ergonomically, there always is a low level of a circulation dysfunction as well as cramping in the muscles of the hand and the wrist. So for particularly for carpal tunnel syndrome, we use Resonol K topically and SPZM internally. Mobility 2 is designed as a basically this is related to Xu Jing Ho Shui Tang. We had to substitute certain ingredients because they weren't available anymore, or there was some concern about the toxicity of certain ingredients. So it's a modification of a traditional formula. And we typically use this when there is chronic arthritis, and we can see a swelling and we know that there's inflammation. So when we have nerve pain and there's a tremendous amount of heat, so we can actually feel the joint is hot to touch, one of the things we use for that type of nerve pain is the Mobility 2 with the clear heat formula. And then another aspect of the nerve pain is there are oftentimes maybe the circulation problem and also may have some numbness. So in general, when we have nerve pain, we want to think of using Mobility 2 with the clear heat if the joint is hot to touch. And we want to think of using Mobility 2 with ACQ if there's more joint and muscle pain, or if we want to increase the circulation to somebody who has more the sensation of a Charlie horse, or the sensation where they lose sensation or feeling in the affected joint. Then we want to use a combination of Mobility 2 and the ACQ. Now, Mobility 3 is designed by my mentor, Dr. Feng Feng, and this is a formula designed to treat people that have wind, cold, damp arthritis. And this formula has a number of tonics as well as herbs for tonifying the blood and moving the blood. So if we want to use a pain relieving formula with some blood tonics and blood nourishing, blood moving ingredients, consider the Mobility 3 formula. Another way of thinking of Mobility 3 is, does the pain get worse in cold, damp weather? So certainly middle-aged and senior populations tend to have worse, the pain gets worse in cold, damp weather, and that would be one of the other indications of using the Mobility 3 formula. So we see a number of tonics like ginseng in this formula, and that's because, again, this type of arthritis is more chronic arthritis. It comes about due to spleen and blood deficiency. ACQ, we've talked about, is a good formula to be used when there's joint and muscle pain. We also use this for nerve pain when there's a loss of sensation in one of the affected areas. Then another formula to think of long-term whenever there's joint, tendon, and muscle atrophy is considered the Collagenix 2. Collagenix 2 contains naturally occurring glucosamine sulfate. type 2 collagen, and hyaluronic acid, all naturally occurring. A therapeutic dosage of collagenex is 1 or 2 tablets a day. For most, about 2/3 out of people can get results within 2 months. I've had some people with severe arthritis take a larger dosage. They take 2 tablets a day if they don't get results after 60 days. And some of these patients, after a few months, will notice, hey, wait, all of a sudden I can move my wrist or my shoulder without pain. So this is very, very good for the joint, tendon, and muscle structures to help build up the collagen. Don't forget about treating insomnia, and for insomnia due to pain, one of the best formulas is Schizandrodreams. One of the best clinical uses of this formula, or the best to way to get your best results using this formula, is to make sure to take it at least half an hour, or better yet, an hour before bed. So I oftentimes like to talk to my people about having a nice, a healthy sleep routine, which involves some sleepy time tea, 2 or 3 tablets of Schizandrodreams an hour before bed, and then maybe getting in the bath, maybe putting a little lavender in the bath if possible, or lemon balm in the bath, and that'll help, you know, help people really prepare for getting a good night's sleep, which is very, very important for chronic and acute pain patients. Okay, now I want to look at some of the questions that have been called in advance. Again, we want to thank the people who have sent us in questions in advance, and I will give preferential treatment to those who have came in advance. If you do have, I'll get to 1 or 2 questions that are put to the right of your screen. So make sure that you type in your question, and if I do get time to address those questions that are typed into your screen, then it's just 1 or 2 sentence questions is all I have time to hit. Okay, so one of the things that I didn't talk about, which somebody suggested I talk about, is diabetic neuropathy. So for diabetic neuropathy, one of the first things we want to think about is treating any kind of diabetes and blood sugar. So don't forget about the blood sugar formulas as well. Those will help lessen the pain sensations if a person has their blood sugars under control. So one of the things that some of the symptoms that a person may have is they may have diabetic neuropathy patients oftentimes have foot sores that just don't heal. So Resinol K is a wonderful formula to be considered to use for diabetic sores. Now, if it's an open wound, we do suggest detoxifying the area, cleaning it with soap and water, maybe some alcohol, Purell type alcohol topical, and then using the Resinol K. So we want to definitely clean out the area before applying the Resinol K to an open wound. But if it's not an open wound, it's always good to clean the wound anyway, but using the Resinol K topically can be very, very powerful. And again, a little bit goes a long way. Then if people have this numbness sensation in their feet, somebody has diabetic neuropathy and numbness in the feet, I oftentimes consider using both the ACQ and the Mobility 2 at the same time. Again, Mobility 2 is particularly good for radiating pain. ACQ is particularly good for if there's a numbness or a tingling sensation. Again, when we have diabetic neuropathy, it can be very, very painful. So we also want to look at using the sleep formulas like Schizandrodreams. So those are some quick thoughts about treating somebody who has diabetic foot problems or diabetic neuropathy. Somebody had asked me about treating reflex sympathetic dystrophy, which is in our neighborhood is known as complex regional pain syndrome. And unfortunately, I would need a case history. So if I didn't get to your question, or if it was a very general question, like what's good for reflex sympathetic dystrophy, please email us at herbalist healthconcerns.com, and then we'll get to your case, specific case history. So one of the reasons it's difficult to answer is that RSD, or complex regional pain syndrome, oftentimes involves very complex and contrasting sensations of pain. So for instance, they may have burning pain and then throbbing pain. They may have a joint that feels sensitive to very cold, and then the corresponding joint may be very warm. So we want to think, anytime there's temperature abnormalities, think of both formulaic marrow plus, which builds the blood, as well as circulates the blood. Then again, if there's swelling and somebody has RSD or one of these other conditions, we want to consider using Mobility 2 and the Resinol E, because those are specific formulas that have to do with a swelling. So somebody had asked me about a foot neuroma. So for a foot neuroma, again, we want to treat that. The main treatment would be to use the Resinol K topically over the affected area, and then use some of these ingredients that reduce swelling, such as the Mobility 2, such as Resinol E, to help get that swelling down. Of course, I do believe in going to see the podiatrist. So if people have diabetic foot problems or injuries and may benefit from specific things like heel lifts or special shoes or orthotics, I would highly recommend, in addition to herbs and acupuncture, seeing a podiatrist as well. Let's see. Let's get to some of the other questions that have been posited in advance. Again, the best question we got was about when do you tonify and when do you move, and then basically the more that a person, their pulse and tongue indicate that they have qi or blood deficiency, the person's fatigued, they may be very particularly have pallor, then we want to consider blood tonics like Marrow Plus, or using formulas like Mobility 3, which contain tonics along with ingredients that move and build up the blood. So how do we strengthen the tendons and ligaments? We use Collagen X2, and again, more of the traditional Chinese approach would be use bone and tendon soup. Let's see, how do you treat nerve pain that feels like razor blade cuts? So what I would probably do is I would probably want to treat this empirically, at least first. So I would probably try a combination of Mobility 2 and ACQ in addition to acupuncture. But if the pain was more in the feet and the feet were burning up, I would use a combination of Mobility 2 and the Clear Heat. But in this case, I would use the Mobility 2 and the ACQ. I need something to help a person from waking up with severe leg cramps at night. So if a person has leg cramps due to poor circulation, then ACQ would be the best approach. If a person has restless leg syndrome, and that there's basically cramping and a spasming sensation to their legs, then I would actually have them take 3 to 5 of the SPZM before going to bed, and that will probably help them relax as well as prevent the cramps as well. So if it's a person who is a smoker or they have cardiovascular disease and it's not particularly characterized by restless legs, then we use ACQ. Otherwise, if it's more restless legs, we think of SPZM. Okay, so foot neuropathy, again, we want to use empirically treat that. I would use Resinol K topically. I would use Mobility 2 and ACQ unless there's heat signs, and then I would use Mobility 2 and Clear Heat formula for foot neuropathy. Can herbs help bone-on-bone, knee, and joint pain? One of the formulas I would recommend for bone-on-bone pain is long-term administration of Collagenex. That helps build up the collagen. And then I would use a pain strategy, as I've talked about in this workshop. What's the best overall formula for sciatica? In general, the best overall formula for sciatica is the Mobility 2 formula, because that helps treat wandering or radiating pain. A person asked me about how to treat foot drop. So foot drop is when it's really hard to raise your foot. And I tend to think of that as something that would respond well to tonics. They also might need physical therapy, and they may not need to do a consult with an orthopedic, because there may be something physically in the way of them lifting their foot. But in general, the traditional Chinese approach would be to help build them up with tonics like Mara Plus, maybe something like Mobility 3 if there's pain plus this weakness. And then bone-on-bone pain and the possibilities for preventing knee replacement surgery. Again, if you want to prevent knee replacement surgery, I would look at tonic formulas such as Backbone, formulas such as Mara Plus, and then long-term use of Collagenix 2. I also would believe in Tai Chi, particularly doing Tai Chi every day for somebody that wants to replace the knee replacement. Okay, so I want to give you some points. I do have a little bit more time, so I may go a little bit over to address some of these additional questions. But I do want to remind you in conclusion that part of treating chronic pain and getting results is to be flexible. Sometimes I've seen in the clinic the best Chinese medicine doctor get the worst results, and the most empirical practitioner get the best results. Sometimes I see the reverse, of course. The best trained practitioner gets the best results, and the more empirical practitioner gets the worst results. So the bottom line is that we want to treat both with TCM and what works, but not just simply going with what works, but also trying to analyze why it might work and what are the particular needs of our patients. So being flexible is very, very important when we think of treating chronic pain. We want to support the tendons, muscles, and joints with not only the Collagenix 2, but also want to look at using the Resonol K topically for pretty much any kind of painful joint tendon muscle problem. And then finally, this idea of treating not only just empirical treatments, but also from a TCM approach, which involves analyzing the symptoms according to pattern, the pulse, and tongue diagnosis as well. So let's look at a couple more conditions. This was a very interesting question to me. How much do artificial sweeteners contribute to nerve pain in an extremity? And I think this is more of a food allergy issue. So if somebody has food allergies, they may have a sensitivity to artificial sweeteners. Some of the artificial sweeteners are said to be excitotoxins, and that may be leading to pain. So whenever possible, a natural diet is really good. Some of your people that are particularly senior age, it's going to be very, very difficult, and I would work at other areas to then food artificial sweeteners first before getting them off all their NutraSweet and stuff like that. On the other hand, if somebody wants to do everything, they're a younger patient, or they really want to go into this issue, it would make sense to do a two-week trial without any artificial sweeteners to see if that makes a difference in their sensation of pain. Can hip sockets be rejuvenated with treatment? Absolutely. I think just about every treatment can be rejuvenated. Again, you really want to look at the age and constitution of the individual and what their goals are. So, for instance, if I were 80 and lived in a nursing home and had an Achilles tendon rupture, they wouldn't treat that, right? Because presumably I'm not on the basketball court or probably not even on the golf course as living in a nursing home. But on the other hand, I was in my 40s and wanted to continue to play sports. So they said, you really need an operation. And I did the research and I found out that the surgeon was right. I did need the operation. So, but the bottom line is you can do the best in terms of trying to minimize these operations. If people can achieve the correct weight, they can balance their weight, and also they can do just the right amount of exercise so they're not continuing to re-injure themselves, but they're getting the qi and blood moving. And so Tai Chi is really wonderful, particularly for seniors, because it helps get the qi and blood moving, and it's not very invasive to the body. How do you control swelling in the calf after exercise of an arthritic knee? So generally, if there's swelling after exercise, what would be the best formula? The best formula would be Resinol K, and applied topically before and after the exercise. And then if need be, you could use the Resinol E as well. And then you get your best results by using it both before exercise and then after exercise. If you could do one or the other, I'd probably say take it before, take the E before. And you may not need any kind of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. You may not need Resinol E afterwards. Let's see. Again, with a sciatic type pain, we want to think of using the mobility too, because it's typically a wandering pain. For sciatica, which is also a nerve pain, we want to think of using the Tamu oil topically. And then if there's heat sensation, consider the clear heat. If there's no heat sensation, we might consider adding the ACQ to the mobility too. Again, the ACQ is particularly good when we have joint and muscle pain, and also anytime there's a sensation where the muscle or joint is just asleep or there's lack of sensation, then we want to think of waking up the affected area with the aromatics in the ACQ. So one of the questions that somebody asked is, why do the health concerns formulas work better than other TCM formulas? The reason that health concerns formulas work better is, number one, we do all the processing in the United States, and that's for quality control reasons. So we can cook the herbs exactly how long we need to them. We can add ingredients exactly how we want, and then we can ensure the best quality ingredients and ensure the best quality as well as safety procedures by producing the herbs in the United States. The other reason the health concerns formulas work better than other TCM providers is that the information, that is the resources, and also the formulas are also tailored for Westerners. So when we do this type of education, it's not really to help somebody that was living in China in the 1960s or living in China in the 15th century. It's really to help your patients that are in America, in Canada, in Europe, that have today's type of concerns. So those are the reasons the health concerns formulas work better. Let's see if I can get to some of these questions that have been, I'm going to have to hold the questions at this point and try to see if I can get some here. So again, I think I've answered this question with foot neuromas. Again, you want to think of Resinol K, whether they've had a surgery or not. You want to think of using, the more they're swelling, the more you're using either Resinol E or using the Mobility 2. Again, if there's a nerve pain and there's a lack of sensation, then we definitely want to use the Mobility 2 and the ACQ formula. Let's see. Suggestions for knee replacement that ends in inability to bend at the knee several months later. That's exactly the situation this guy was in that I played tennis with. I may have not finished that story. So he got a knee replacement specifically so that he could play tennis again. And then he was having, after 4 weeks of incredibly, 4 months of incredibly rigorous physical therapy, 2 and 3 times a week, he said to his doctor, you know, I'm getting a little bit concerned here, doc, you know, I might not ever play tennis again, which was the whole reason he got the surgery. And the doctor said, oh, you'll never play tennis again. So he was there on the court with me and suffering pretty mightily. So the bottom line is that that's one of the issues, that the surgeon is typically, when they say, I can replace your knee and you'll recover within X period of time, that X period of time is related to a healthy 20-year-old athlete, not a senior citizen, not a middle-aged person who has 50 pounds extra. There's really nothing I can say other than look at the pain formulas, look at the tonic formulas, think of using formulas like Collagenex 2, which will help support the collagen around the knee. It may be useful to make an appointment with a physical therapist to strengthen the muscles around the knee, and then use the pain formulas as I've mentioned in the workshop. Let's see. Somebody has a question about clear heat. We have to look at all the ingredients from a results standpoint and a regulatory standpoint. Also, it's harder and harder to import import herbs from China as well as export herbs out of China. So we're always needing to reevaluate the formulas. And we're always wanting to make sure that the formulas are as effective as possible. So basically, we had to change the sourcing of one of the ingredients in Clear Heat for beneficial reasons, and that involved making the formula a more potent extract, but less milligrams in the tablet. Let's see. So somebody said they have had problems using glucosamine in the past. Are they still going to have a problem with Collagenex 2? Again, glucosamine is oftentimes from seafood. Our product is actually from eggshell membrane. I think that most people that couldn't tolerate standard glucosamine products can still tolerate the Collagenex 2, but the best approach would be to administer and see if it's safe for them. Obviously, people with egg allergy can't tolerate Collagenex 2, so in those cases, you have to use other approaches. But generally, we find the Collagenex 2 very well tolerated. So heat and ice alternating. Generally, if the joint is really hot to touch, I would recommend the short-term use of ice. If the joint is not, or the muscle is not hot to touch, one of the things that we use in Western medicine is alternating heat and cold. And that seems to work a lot better than either heat or cold. So I'll just give you that as an idea. So you would use something like 5 minutes of ice, followed by 5 minutes of heat, followed by 5 minutes of ice, followed by 5 minutes of heat. And that can be very, very good for people who've had an athletic injury or as well as post-surgical type pain. Again, more for bulging discs, we definitely want to treat that as an injury. So we'd want to use the AC, we'd want to consider using the Resinol E formula, because Resinol E deals with swelling. If it's been going on a long period of time, we would probably get additional results using the Resinol E in combination with the Mobility 2. Remember that the Mobility 2 also helps deal with swelling. And if you have somebody that has post-gallbladder surgery and mild depression, that'd be a good case to email us for the herbal helpline. And then Resinol K for corns. Yes, you could use Resinol K. I think that there are some topical formulas at the drugstore available. I believe they use pedophilin, which is actually a plant drug. And I think that might be actually more effective than Resinol K. You'd want to check with the pharmacist to see if those corn formulas can be used topically. But I would typically use something like pedophilin, which is a plant drug which can dissolve the corns. But the area might be very painful, so I would actually combine Resinol K with the pedophilin if you can use the pedophilin. If you can't, there's some reason you can't get or can't use pedophilin, I don't know if it's still available, it's been a while since I've gotten the corn, then we would use the Resinol K, again, massaged into the area 2 or 3 times a day. Well, this concludes today's workshop. One of the things we do at Health Concerns is we combine modern research and ancient wisdom. So one of the important concepts today is treating on the basis of TCM, or Chinese medicine pattern differentiation, which is the modern research, and then which is the ancient wisdom, excuse me. And the modern research is more of these empirical formulas and these empirical ideas like inflammation. What's really unique about health concerns is our knowledge of American patients. So one of the people asked, why do health concerns work so much better? The health concerns formulas work so much better because we have the knowledge and the resources to help you with Western patients along with the most appropriate and latest technological uses of manufacturing here in the United States. And then our goal is to be the partner of your practice. So if you do have a question about a formula, a patient, or an herb, you can contact our herbal helpline at 1-800-233-9355 extension 105 or by email at herbalist, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-S-T at healthconcerns.com. So sorry if I didn't get to every question. If it was more, if it didn't relate to treating hips or hands or feet, I would suggest that you either email us a case or that you consult one of the other pain-relieving workshops. We've done free pain-relieving webinars on knee pain, channel flow for pain and inflammation, nerve pain, shoulder and neck pain, and shoulder and neck pain case history. So we have a lot of information both in terms of continuing education classes as well as free webinars that you can consult. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you online.